Hello, students, staff, friends, and family of Open Door Christian Schools. I'm your host, Alex Lloyd, and today I'll be talking about ODCS Cross Country, and I'm with a special guest here, Caleb Sheets, as he is a runner here on our beloved cross country team. Glad to have you on the show, Caleb. Thanks for coming.
Glad to be here.
As you know, cross country is loved and very popular at this school, and I'm sure you have fun while supporting your school in your sport, so... Thanks for being here and supporting your sport. So let's get right to it. I hope you're having a good season. I hope everything's going well for you and your team. So we're gonna ask a few questions to see what happens on and off the cross country team. So your coach is Mr. Daniel, our head of schools, and he's your coach. So. Is his coaching different from the regular everyday Mr. Daniel that you see walking through the halls, or is it the same?
Well, the everyday Mr. Daniel is a lighthearted man, and the coach for cross country Mr. Daniel is even better. He's so lighthearted, like he just has such a positive attitude because, like he says, he's a giver.
So yeah, he did say he's a giver. And it's very interesting that you see the same qualities, but a little bit different in your coach and his everyday self. So walk me through kind of training for a meet or a practice or a race. Walk me through that process, because I have no idea how cross country works. So I'm sure not everyone listening knows how cross country works. So can you just walk me through that process?
Okay, so... We usually have races every Saturday, so we have 5 to 6 days to get prepared. Okay. So we usually start off the week on Mondays with a hard workout, usually like 800 repeats or something like that. And then we have a moderate workout on a Tuesday, so it's not that hard.
Mm-hmm.
Then on Wednesday, we go full out hard.
Mm-hmm.
And then Thursday, we have a little bit like a resting day. And then Friday, we have a race prep day.
Oh, cool. So that's a lot of working and a lot of hours and a lot of time out of your schedule. So you have, like, do you space out when to do your homework and your schoolwork? Because I'm sure that's pretty hard to schedule cross country and then do your homework and then all your other responsibilities in life. Do you space that out so you have time to do that?
Yeah, we try to space it out. Each practice usually lasts to like 5:30. So we have from 5:30 to whenever we go to bed to do our work. Mm-hmm. And plus, we have like a 30-minute study hall each day, so we have time to do our work then.
That's nice that you have a study hall in the middle of your practice, as you said. How does it feel? Like, what's the atmosphere during a meet? I mean, you said that the atmosphere is kind of long and intense over the week in the practices, but it's got to be a different atmosphere at the meets and the races. What is that atmosphere like?
Yeah, well, at practices, it's really lighthearted and like we're all here for we're all here just for each other's like presence. But at a race, you can feel it in your stomach. It's just like, and once you're at the line, you really have an adrenaline rush. Mm-hmm. It's just like there.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Right in the moment.
Yeah. So as soon as the first gun goes off, you're off and running and there's no turning back. So
yeah, unless you break your bones.
Something terrible happens. Thank you for coming on the show today. It was a pleasure talking to you, and hope you and the cross country team have a excellent remainder of the season, and we hope to see you back at the end of the season to talk about your season in general. So thanks.
All right, thank you.